Trumos Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet returns to the subject of taking truma from one kind of produce on another. Ein tarmin mimin al she'eino mino. You are not allowed to take from one min, one species of produce, to be truma for a different species of produce. So you can't take from wheat to cover barley, or from dates to cover figs. The im taram, but if he did so, ein truma so truma. Even b'dieved, his truma is ineffective. And the Mefarshim cite three psukim to show why midioraisa, you're not allowed to take from one min on another. The Rambam quotes a pasuk, v'nechshav lochem trumaschem kadogon min hagoren, v'cham leyo min hayokev. Your truma shall be reckoned for you like grain from the threshing floor or the ripeness of the vat, showing that only grain from the threshing floor can be used to potter other grain from the threshing floor. A different pasuk, the majority version, is kol chelev yitzhar v'chol chelev tirosh v'dagon. All the best of your oil and the best of your wine and your grain, reishi sam, the first, asher yitnu l'Hashem, that they give to Hashem. By saying chelev, the best, it refers to truma from each of these species that are cited separately. And there is a third pasuk that they quote, and they say, Bahare Mosem Mimenu, and he will raise up Mimenu from it, and the Sifri says, from its min on the same min. So whichever pasuk one uses, it is usher to take truma from one min to cover another one. Kol min chitim echad, the Mishnah continues. All different varieties of wheat, whether it's a red wheat or a white wheat, are considered as one. So you can take from white wheat truma on red wheat. Kol min te'enim, all species of figs, ugrogros, and dried figs, udevela, and pressed figs, echad, are all considered one min, v'torim mize alze, and you can take truma from one on the other. So if you have dried figs, fresh figs, pressed figs, whatever it might be, you can take truma on all of the figs from any variety of that. Kol makom sheyesh kohen, says the Tanakhama, in any location where you have a kohen present, toreim min hayofeh, then you always take out truma from the best produce. Now we know that kol chelev, the best, implies that you always take the best produce for the kohen. But there can be an exception, says the Tanakhama. V'chol makom she'ein kohen, if you do not have a kohen in town, and you're taking out truma from the best, but it's going to spoil in a day or two, that's not going to serve the kohen very well, since there's no kohen to come get it. You'll just end up having to throw it away. Therefore, tore min hamiskayem. If you have no local kohen, take truma from that which will last the longest. So in the fig case, for example, the dried figs might last you 6 months, a year. So if you don't have a kohen present, take truma from the dried figs. That will last the longest before a kohen comes. Then you can give him his truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says instead, La'olam hu toreh min hayofeh, based on his interpretation of one of the psukim, he says you should always take out from the best, even if there's no kohen to receive it anytime soon, because the Torah wants only the best, kol chelev, and so you should give him the best, even if there's nobody to give. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and if there's no kohen around, we take from the most practical. Along the same lines, Mishnah Hay continues, Torin mim betzel katan shalem. If you have onions that you need to take truma out of, it is better, says the Tanakhama, to take truma from a whole small onion, velo chatzi betzel gadol, rather than a half of a large onion. Large onions taste better, so if you were taking from the best, you would chop a half an onion off for the 2% for what the kohen should get. But because there is no kohen locally, you should take a whole small onion that might not taste as good, but will last longer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, however, is consistent, and he says, Loki, no, elo chatzi betzel gadol. You should rather take off the half of a large onion, because that is the best of your produce, even if you don't have a kohen around by the time it spoils. V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and so too Rabbi Yehuda said, Tarmim bitzalim mibnei hamadino al hakifarim. You can take onions for truma out of onions that were grown by city dwellers on behalf of of those who were from the kfarim, from the villages. City onions are better, says Rabbi Yehuda. So you can take from the better onions to cover the village onions. Avalo min hakfarim al b'nei hamedina. But you can't take from the villagers' onions, which are of lower quality, to be truma for those of city dwellers. Why? Because mipnei shehu ma'achal politikin. Because the onions of the people who live in the city are food that the politikin, I don't think that has anything to do with politicians, but one never knows. They are the ones for the nobility who only eat the tastiest and best food. Since those onions are the onions that the nobles eat, those are clearly the best quality onions. But again, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.